Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
Good morning. I was making sure I didn't fall because that would just been embarrassing. And you would have laughed, and that's fine. I am so enthused, excited, all of those things to be here at the Bridge. I am honored that David asked me to come and be a part of this worship experience. David and I were both commissioned and ordained together, and so we've been journeying through this entire United Methodist process, and he would always talk about the bridge this, the bridge that, and I'm here at the Bridge. I'm so excited. So, I was told I was just to preach, and so that's why I'm here. And so let's read our scripture for the day. It comes from Matthew 17. I will be reading one verse, and it comes from verse 20. Hear now a word from the Lord. Jesus replied, "It is because you don't have enough faith, but I promise you this. If you had faith no larger than a mustard seed, you could tell this mountain to move from here to there, and it would. Everything would be possible for you." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us bow for a word of prayer. God of grace and God of glory, we thank you so much for this opportunity to worship. We thank you so much for the reminders that we have power by your Holy Spirit and that we are to give thanks. And so in this moment, oh God, we ask that your Spirit fall upon us, melt us, make us, mold us, bend us, and then, oh God, use us for your service. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our God, our rock, and our Redeemer. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. And so for the time that is ours to share this day, I would like for you to think with me with this theme in mind. A little makes a difference. A little makes a difference. So those who know me well know that I love sweet potato pies. Anybody love sweet potato pies? Yes, love. And I don't know if it's love or just an obsession or just a very bad habit, but I love, love, love sweet potato pies. And in my love for sweet potato pies, I've had to learn how to bake sweet potato pies. Not a baker, not a cooker, not a candlestick maker, none of that. I'm none of that. But I've had to learn how to bake them so that I can continue to feed this very bad habit. Pray for me. And so it was on my first attempt in trying to make a sweet potato pie that I called my mother and I asked her for the recipe. And I diligently wrote down everything she'd said. She said, you need yams or sweet potatoes and you need this and that. And I wrote down everything and I was so excited, went to the store, got all of the things. And then it was time for me to start baking. So I followed her recipe and put everything in the bowl as I was instructed, except for it asked for a fourth teaspoon of salt. Salt? Why would I need salt in a sweet potato pie? That doesn't make sense. I think she was trying to not let me have the sweet potato pie. So I left the salt out because I thought that just doesn't make sense. And so baked the pie. The pie came out and I was ready to just demolish it, right? And then I went for the first taste and I said, ugh, what is this? This is not sweet potato pie. And I started recollecting, okay, did I put everything in? I got the yams, I got the brown sugar, all of that's in there. And then I called my mom because it's always her fault, right? So I called and I said, this is not right. You gave me the wrong recipe. What is going on? I don't understand. And we went down the recipe and she said, well, did you put the salt in there? No, I didn't, because it didn't make sense to put salt in something sweet. She said, dear, she called me another name, but I can't say it out loud. She said, the salt blends everything together. Oh, so I needed the salt. It's that fourth teaspoon of salt in a sweet potato pie that makes the difference. It may be in our own lives where we've experienced yeast in a rising loaf, or maybe some of us are still trying to work out from our first New Year's resolution, and it's the lack of moderate exercise that causes our waistlines to continue to expand. A little makes a difference. Even Winston Churchill says that an attitude is a little thing that makes a difference. A few months ago, I was reading this book. It's a very quick read. It's called 212, and it's a leadership book, and it said that at 211 degrees, water is hot, but at 212 degrees, it boils, and when it boils, it causes steam, and when it causes steam, it powers things. And then it also went to say that at 33 degrees, we have water as a liquid. And at 32 degrees, we have water as a solid. So yes, a little makes a difference. I believe we see this played out in our very short text this morning, where Jesus tells the disciples, if you had faith no larger than a mustard seed, you could tell the mountain to move from here to there, and it will do it. Everything would be possible for you. In the Matthew account, we have the disciples who were attempting to heal a sick boy and unable to do it. And Jesus is referencing their inability due to their lack of faith. A lack of faith. I began thinking about us and our everyday struggles and situations. How many of us fail or are unable to do what seems impossible because of our lack of faith? Faith is defined as a strong belief without proof. A strong belief without proof. And our biblical understanding comes from Hebrews 11 and 1, where it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so in this Matthew account, Jesus is scolding the disciples for their lack of faith, saying, if we have the faith the size of a mustard seed, we can tell this mountain to move from here to there. A little makes a difference. And I don't believe that Jesus is saying that we can go up to a mountain and talk to it and say, okay, you need to move from here to there, or go up to a wall and say, okay, now crumble because I have this faith. Go try that and let me know how that works out for you. I don't believe that he's saying that, but I believe that Jesus is saying that with a little faith, a little belief, a little amount, we will be able to do those things that may seem impossible. To make a difference. The story is told about a man who was walking down the seashore. Some may have heard this story, and he had noticed this little boy picking up something and gently throwing it into the sea. And he approached the little boy and he asked, well, what are you doing? The little boy replied, I'm throwing starfish back into the ocean. The surf is up and the tide is going out. If I don't throw them back, they'll die soon. And the man said, don't you realize that the ocean is miles and miles and miles, hundreds and hundreds of miles? They're full of starfish. How are you doing this? Why are you doing this? You can't make a difference. After listening politely, the boy bent down and picked up another starfish and threw it back into the ocean. And he said, for that starfish, I made a difference. It's the little things that make a difference. So you may be asking, well, how can I apply this mustard seed faith? I'm glad you asked. I think that there are three points that we can glean from this passage this morning that I believe could help us in our situations when we feel as if our faith has faltered. When we feel as if we are unable to do those things that may seem impossible. I believe our first point is that we must remove the seeds of doubt. All it takes is you having the want to, and it takes someone to say you can't. And the only thing you will hear is, well, maybe I can't. Maybe I can't do that. Maybe there are too many obstacles. Maybe there are too many situations that will prevent me to get to where I'm trying to go. But we must remove that seed of doubt. Those seeds of doubt will overshadow our seeds of faith. We must remove doubt by watering our faith through the word. When I was a campus minister, I would always encourage students to find scriptures within in the Bible that would encourage them, those scriptures full of faith, and there are many of them. And I would encourage them to write them on a 3x5 card, or as they said, why can't I just put it in my cell phone? Do that too, fine. But in putting it in your phone, when you are to remind yourself of those times when those seeds of doubt begin to creep in. And you have to remind yourself of what God's word has said. God's word has said that God will be with us. He will never forsake us. God's word says that we can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask, think, or imagine. It is in watering the word, watering our faith with the word, that we are able to starve our doubts and feed our faith. A little makes a difference. And our second point, I believe, is that we must remember that fear and faith can't coincide through the same process. Often fear cripples us and keeps us from doing great things. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind." So if we have not been given that spirit of fear, I believe that we must pray our fears to be removed. And if not fears to be removed, and we also pray that courage is ensued. Because it's in that we are able to do what seems impossible. A little makes a difference. And lastly, I believe that we must respond by using our small faith to make a difference. It says that greatness comes from those small things, small beginnings, small changes, small steps move us to growth. If we think about just the whole process of a plant being growing, we think that it started with a small seed, and the seed took root, and the roots grew, and they grew deeper, and a plant sprouted up. But it took a small seed to start the growth process. So we must respond by our faith, the small faith that we may have right now, in order to move forward to do something great. A little makes a difference. Marion Edelman, the president and founder of the Children's Defense Fund, says we must not, in trying to think about how we can make a big difference, ignore the small daily differences we make, which over time add up to big differences that we often cannot foresee. One person with faith can make a big difference. If we look across the landscape of our history, the faith of an individual can cause important things to happen. If we think about Martin Luther King Jr.'s faith that changed the contours of America and has a lasting effect for freedom for everyone. If we think about Desmond Tutu's faith, not only helped to resolve years of conflict and violence in South Africa, but it has been the model for people to find peace through nonviolent means. Or the faith of St. Augustine, who put down those eloquent words that have affected the way people think all over the world about faith for over 2,000 years. We have seen countless and nameless others use their faith to change systems and policies and impact lives. We've seen even this morning that through the children's time, the box, that it may seem as if nothing, but those little things that create the box will light up a child's life for Christmas. It's the little things that make a difference. I believe Jesus' parable of the small seed tell us of a very small item that can grow into something great. The tiny mustard seed, which is barely visible, grows into a huge bush. Something little brings results. So friends, this day I would encourage us to begin thinking about what are those small things that we can begin to do to be able to make a difference in our church, in our community, in our workplaces, in our schools, in our state, in our nation, and in the world. However small you may think it is in that small amount of faith that will help usher you and others to bring their faith together and move towards doing what seems impossible. We have that faith within us, but it's up to us to use that faith. And so, we must remember that we must remove those seeds of doubt. We must remember that we are faith-filled and fearless, and we must respond daily in faith, knowing that we have a big calling to make a small difference in this world. And I would challenge you that this day, let's begin to think how our small faith can make a big difference. It's in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that we go forth and do. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. Feel free to join us at our bridge service, a relaxing and rejuvenating worship experience built around soulful music and worship of Jesus Christ, Sunday mornings at 10:45. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.